I'm Rick Ganley in the studio with NHPR's Josh Rogers. He's here for this week's On the Political Front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
A bill to make Narcan, that's the opiate antagonist that can reverse overdoses. It's made available via prescription. Now, that's headed for the governor's desk, and the drug epidemic has become kind of a theme on the presidential campaign trail. Is the opiate problem the biggest public policy issue we have in the state right now?
You know, you can make that case, Rick. More than 300 people died in 2014 from drug overdoses in New Hampshire, largely heroin and fentanyl or a mixture. And the Narcan bill, which would allow doctors to prescribe the medication to individuals with drug issues and also to family members, passed the state Senate on a voice vote, which is pretty remarkable. Governor Hassan's yet to indicate whether she'll sign it, but she was a strong backer of the change to put Narcan in the hands of more first responders in the state, and they've apparently used it more than 3,000 times in the last year.
Okay. Now, when New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was campaigning here last week, he visited a drug treatment facility, and he said the drugs will turn out to be a big issue in the presidential race.
Well, he said they're an important issue, and during her first trip to New Hampshire as a candidate, Democrat Hillary Clinton said much the same thing, though she couched this issue in the broader terms of mental health. Whether other presidential candidates choose to echo those comments remains to be seen, but public officials in New Hampshire are talking about drugs, you know, every day. Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzis was at the Chris Christie event, and he spoke approvingly of policies announced last week in Gloucester, Massachusetts, where starting next month, if addicts turn themselves into police, even with drugs in hand instead of arrests, they'll be steered towards treatment. Ted Gatzis said he hopes Manchester can also pioneer new approaches to deal with narcotics use and addiction. And a key part of that, others at this meeting suggested, would be for people who have had drug problems or who are in recovery to speak out to reduce the stigma associated with addiction.
Does any of this suggest that the debate over drug treatment funding in the state budget will, you know, maybe resolve itself a little more easily?
We know money's tight, and there are plenty of what they call competing priorities at the State House. You know, what happened with drug treatment money is the House trimmed $6 million from what Governor Hassan had proposed in her budget. The House also declined to include money to extend Medicaid expansion, and Medicaid expansion does include substance abuse coverage for participants. You know, these moves drew a lot of criticism from a lot of people the moment they were made, and the push is really on now. And you know, if you look at the numbers, the statistics are pretty rough. According to the head of the Governor's Commission on Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery, right now New Hampshire has the highest per capita rate of addiction in the country and the second lowest treatment capacity. Only Texas has lower treatment capacity per capita, apparently.
Now, as the state debates drug treatment, there are also bills pending concerning marijuana in the state house.
You know, this is true, and this is interesting. One of those bills would add qualifying conditions to the state's medical marijuana law, specifically epilepsy, lupus, Parkinson's disease, and dementia associated with Alzheimer's. The Senate's going to be voting on that this week. The medical community has been pretty quiet on this bill, as has Governor Hassan. You know, the bill's sponsors are people who were involved with getting our current, yet to be fully implemented medical marijuana law on the books. The other bill, which is a bit more interesting politically, perhaps, is a bill that would decriminalize up to a half ounce of marijuana, making it a violation and fine rather than a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail. New Hampshire right now is the only New England state not to have decriminalized small amounts of marijuana for personal use. And, you know, that's not for lack of trying by the New Hampshire House. This bill passed the House as similar bills have before, but this time it was around 70% support, which is really amazing.
Yeah. What about the Senate, though, and the governor?
Well, we'll see. You know, the governor has been pretty cagey on this. She says she'll review any bill that's passed, and she's made clear she's willing to consider something that might give a first-time offender some ability to avoid a criminal record following them around. But whether a straight decriminalization bill can make it through the Senate isn't clear. The Senate has never really taken it up. It declined to take up the decriminalization bill the House passed last year, for instance. And you know, what's interesting this year is that the state Senate's Majority Leader Jeb Bradley, a Republican, is, you know, he's working hard to reach some sort of deal on this. But everyone close to this debate says it'll probably really boil down to whatever the governor is comfortable with. And, you know, if you recall on medical marijuana, Governor Hassan pretty much made lawmakers redraft and tighten that bill before New Hampshire again became the last state in the region to allow medical cannabis use. If decriminalization is to go forward, or really any bill to even relax penalties on a first offense, we're likely to see something similar. You know, a policy that can be described by the governor and defended politically as the most stringent law of its type anywhere.
That's Josh Rogers. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
Josh Rogers is NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics, and you can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers NHPR.